This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. In a town that doesn't have a bookstore, starting a publishing business might seem like a leap of faith. But Justin Freeman of Liverpool says he's realizing a childhood dream by launching Letter Switch Publishing.
Well, I'm content to just put out beautiful books that entertain and educate and encourage new parents and parents of young kids especially, but everybody in a family. Yeah, I hope it goes off well. Publishing is not exactly the most robust industry to be jumping into feet first at the moment, but I'm hoping with kind of the niche aspect of it and keeping things small and focused that it'll be a success.
Freeman unveiled his micro-publishing company on Saturday at the Astor Theatre in Liverpool. The stay-at-home dad moved to the area a few years ago with his young family.
Moved to Liverpool in 2022 after my son was born. My wife got a job at the hospital and just settled in, and this is home now. We're putting down roots and are looking forward to a lot of years here.
Freeman says he'll be concentrating at first on publishing his own work through Letter Switch. His first book was on display on Saturday. It's called A Little Grieving. He partnered with a pediatric crisis counselor on the Parent's Guide to Helping Your Child Through the Grieving Process. He also plans a kid's picture book called One Veggie, a middle grade chapter book called Molly Moss Runs for Office, and a Western novel called Crimson Shadow.
It'll be a slow rollout. I'm a stay-at-home dad and try to get things rolling here in the next couple years. But once both kids are in school, I'll look to open up to other authors and just get a nice catalog of titles.
Freeman grew up on a farm in Missouri, and he had an eclectic career before moving to Nova Scotia with his wife Allison and their kids Molly and James.
I was formerly a police officer in Missouri in the city of Springfield, and I was also a minister for a few years and sold shoes and grew up on a farm and just have a varied background that kind of informs and inflects different writing, thus all the different types of books that are coming out.
The name of the company comes from how he met his wife when he was still on the farm in Missouri and she was at home in Nova Scotia.
Essentially, back in 2000, I was on the family farm using ICQ, a messaging app, and this message pops up saying, "Do you want to catch up?" It was obviously a misdirect, but I went to reject it, and something told me to accept it, so I did. And it was somebody looking for somebody named Justin Freeman that they had met in Massachusetts. And instead of typing M-A from Massachusetts, they typed M-O. And we struck up more conversations, postcards from abroad, kept up over the years. And then 15 years later, wound up meeting finally, fell in love. I'm now married to Allison, and we have two beautiful kids. And yeah, so Letter Switch is an homage to that switch letter that started our entire story.
People at the Letter Switch launch, like Jacqueline Duck of Liverpool, said it was exciting to have a publisher in the area.
I think that's amazing. There are writers here, and they have to go and find a publisher. If we have one in Liverpool, it makes everybody's life that much easier. And it's good business.
Freeman says that while he'll be busy for the next few months on his own work, he'd still like to hear from people interested in his new venture.
Best way is letterswitchpublishing.com, and there's an option at the bottom of most of the pages to sign up for our email newsletter. And that's the best way to get in touch. And the email directly to me is hello@letterswitchpublishing.com.
That's your QCCR News Update brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.